There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. You fooled me, we can't get fooled again.
As the American left stands stunned, scratching their collective heads at the outcome of the presidential campaign and the Republican gains in Congress, they declare genuine surprise. The 2004 presidential campaign was a war of persuasion fought on many fronts. Yet, as we saw, one could lose most of the battles and still win the war.
And yeah. Second question, can you promise a year from now that you will have reduced the number of troops in Iraq?
The second question is a trick question, so I won't answer it.
A tactic that I suspect may have tipped the scales in favor of the president is the rhetorical art of brand marketing, where democracy, consumerism, leadership, and a good old boy image are blended together into a delicious rhetorical smoothie I call Brand W. I first thought that the branding of the president would be a factor last summer when visiting the Bush-Cheney 2004 re-election website. There I stumbled upon the cool designs and multiple product lines available at the George W. Bush online store. At the George Bush online store, the familiar campaign garb of t-shirts, buttons, stickers, and signs is taken to a new level. This is politics as fashion statement. The idea of branding is simple and effective. Brand marketers don't sell products, or candidates, but ideas, lifestyles, identities. Branding is a conceptual value added to products, which are really just vehicles for the meaning of the brand itself. The meaning of a brand is a malleable, yet untouchable idea, sort of like Plato's forms, that one strives to capture in a name and an image. One of Bush's marketing strategists, Spalding Group President Ted Jackson, sums up the nature of branding as being, quote, about communicating a message that is rooted in emotion. Much of Jackson's success can be attributed to bringing together the marketing styles of business and politics. Jackson, whose political marketing firm works only with Republican candidates, preaches that businesses need to approach their marketing strategies with the detail, urgency, and emotion-centeredness of political campaigns, while politicians must heed the power of branding. Jackson claims that many political campaigns foolishly ignore subjective and artistic elements of campaigning that can help grab the attention of the, quote, large segment of the population that responds almost exclusively to the emotional appeal of the candidate. He continues, claiming that a candidate's emotional appeal, his or her unique story and personality, must be a thread that runs through the whole campaign. There must be some level of emotional appeal in every move.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message. I'm optimistic about America because I believe in the people of America.
I want to make it clear to people that, you know, the idea of putting subliminal messages in the ads is ridiculous.
The two most striking features of the Bush online store are a break with traditional campaign merchandise content and an unexpected diversification of campaign fashion styles. The campaign gear includes, among other items, cowboy hats, leather portfolios, silver belt buckles, bandanas, license plates, football jerseys, leather coasters, tumblers, tote bags, cufflinks, mouse pads, golf balls, golf towels, signature pens, sets of glasses, polo shirts, and boxes of victory cigars encased in glass tubes and dipped in black wax. Across the multiple fashion styles, I counted at least 21 different t-shirt styles, 9 hat styles, and 8 styles of mugs, including coffee mugs, travel mugs, bistro mugs, tuxedo mugs, rustic mugs, and the Farm Ranch Diner mug.
The law I signed today directs new funds and new focus to the task of collecting vital intelligence on terrorist threats and on weapons of mass production.
The George W. Bush brand of fashion, apparel, and accoutrements is diversified across 6 product lines: the official campaign line, an Americana collection, the Interstate W04 line, the Farm Ranch team, the Kid Gear collection, and the Chic W the President line. On November 3rd, the new W Still the President line was unveiled. The traditional Bush-Cheney 04 line of official logo merchandise has all the expected symbolism of red, white, and blue themes, bold fonts, and American flags.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
This looks like all the campaign items you'd expect to see from any presidential candidate, and is pretty much the limit of what the Kerry Edwards campaign produced.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
This product line contains all of the specialized products and slogans for members of key groups for Bush. Firefighters for Bush, law enforcement for Bush, veterans for Bush, a Viva Bush line for Latinos.
Soy George W. Bush, y aprobé este mensaje.
And a Students for Bush line sporting a logo of a crossed-out pair of flip-flops. The student line exhibits the same kind of biting, humorous attack that one would find directed at the opponent's school in a football rivalry. Though ostensibly all fun and games, collegiate rivalries create a sense of community built on a unified disgust for the opponent. This team spirit style of marketing is suggested further in the popular number 43 All-Star style football jersey with the name Bush emblazoned on the back, available in the Kid Gear line of products. To identify with Brand W is to join Team W. Be true to your school. Be true to your candidate. Be true to your party.
Kind of one of those exaggerations.
It is no fluke that the central emotional appeal of branding is a relationship demand to be loyal. Loyalty is the key to branding.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
Several of the George Bush product lines break with conventional wisdom about campaign apparel and embrace the cool marketing techniques of brand loyalty. The Interstate W04 line features a highway sign logo and the slogan, Across America. Here the very idea of Bush merges with the spirit of the great American road trip. We can leave our worries and our everyday problems behind as we propel ourselves toward an open and endless destination. A destination that is far less important than the fun of getting there. The merging of lifestyle and politics is exemplified further in the Farm Ranch Team and the W the President line of products. Here the branding of the Bush campaign dispenses with the colors red, white, and blue altogether. The Farm Ranch line uses green, yellow, tan, and brown with a W04 logo, a lasso design, and a Western-style font. Though the Farm Ranch style suggests the hard-working ruggedness of the rancher cowboy, one of the many personas of George Bush, like the president, it makes no pretensions to actual hard-working ruggedness. This product line happens to be the coolest and the most stylish of the lot. I can just as easily picture this gear on ironic hipsters, club-going college students, and alt-country posers as on ranchers and farmhands. The W brand, by contrast, is pure urban chic, available only in black, sporting a sleek, bold white W. This line looks like something you'd see at an Armani exchange or a swanky salon. It doesn't even look like part of a campaign, and that really is the point. A candidate as brand isn't about the campaign trail at all. It's about merging a campaign with everyday life. It's about fusing your political support with your personal style. It's freedom of choice as freedom of the market. It's the marketing of freedom as a type of brand loyalty. Brand W is at once sophisticated and stylish, cool and rugged, urban and rural. As a persuasive art, branding constitutes a personal relationship, forged with bonds equally rhetorical and aesthetic. As a campaign strategy, it is the presentation of a candidate as a work of art. Considering politicians as works of art reminds me of some comments that German writer Walter Benjamin made about art and politics in 1936. Writing about the effects that mechanical reproduction has on the nature of artistic objects, Benjamin claims that the infinite reproducibility of media like photography and film have emancipated works of art from their traditional parasitical dependence on ritual. That is, reproducibility frees art from its use as objects of religious devotion. As Benjamin astutely predicted, this new freedom for works of art, a sort of populism of the aesthetic, places the role of art squarely in the political realm. I believe that the politician as brand, as populist work of art, is an extension of Benjamin's insight. One of Benjamin's central claims about the fundamental change art undergoes in the age of mechanical reproduction is what he describes as the withering of the aura of the work of art. As he writes, the technique of reproduction detaches the reproduced object from the domain of tradition. That is, the uniqueness of the work of art is disconnected from a history. And a work's unique history, its story and personality, is where authenticity resides for Benjamin. As a result of this uprootedness brought about by mechanical reproduction, which is precisely the rhetorical force of branding, the work of art, now unbeholden to a unique tradition, can be reattached to multiple contexts and traditions in order to maximize political meanings. And this is exactly the practice that makes Brand W, as a political work of art, so omnipresent, so resilient, so effective. In the current age of infinite reproduction via digital media and cable television, however, Benjamin's notion of the aura needs to be slightly adjusted. The withering of the aura as a detachment from tradition that leads the work of art to politics should instead be viewed as a dissemination of a weakened, ambiguous aura, that is, as a persuasive reattachment to political images. In the case of George W. Bush, his image becomes attached simultaneously to the idea of a leader with resolve, of a wartime president, of a compassionate conservative, of a rancher cowboy, of a Top Gun fighter pilot, of a NASCAR dad, and of a righteous Christian. In short, I believe that the withered aura of the politician as authentic work of art is reborn as the brand, Brand W. Create your politician as a brand, as a reproducible work of art, and you might just have yourself a winner. Benjamin elaborates the notion of the aura in a useful way. He writes that the aura is the unique phenomenon of a distance, however close it may be. It is the sense of distance, Benjamin claims, that is destroyed by the existence and dissemination of reproductions. The reproduced image of the work of art, again, this is the practice and the power of branding, creates a closeness that exemplifies contemporary political rhetoric. In short, the political becomes the personal. The politician becomes a part of you, something you can wear, something you can stick on your car, something you can believe in. The branded politician brings a message rooted in emotion and offers you a personal relationship. In the current American political context, the right controls the emotional meanings of the presidential brand. For the befuddled left, it may be time to reinvent the meaning of liberalism and progressiveness, to repair a withered aura, to regain meaning, and to reproduce itself as a work of art.